our brain proportionally, and it's working. And some of them is working in a way that we cannot understand.
Could we?
Do we understand how octopus will change his color to become invisible in the environment? Do we? How does he know what is happening? How does he see the background of himself? And
the little brain like this is doing it.
This is the brain. It's good. It's the main stuff for the animal. Not for me. Why? Because I have more than anima. I have the spirit. That's the difference, because that animal is a living creature and has a brain to defend himself. So, if you look at the brain, for billions of years, was working here, and it was based on privacy. Yeah. The animals, they have privacy. Nobody could even guess what this cow is thinking. Yes, could you? No. This is the ideal privacy. Forget about it. Because someday something happened. And we became different animals. What was that? Language, talking. We did talking. When somebody talks, I know what's in the brain of that somebody. No more absolute privacy. You talk, I know what you think. Then another thing happened. Writing. Suddenly, at least you will do something, then everybody forget about it. No, they put it down, and now we know what Rumi is feeling. Where is that privacy? What was that privacy for? That was for the animal to compete with each other and try to be that clever one who cheats the others, right? That was the use of privacy. The hunter to become like this and be hidden. To do what? To hunt. For us, don't need that. Now, we are in the third phase. Cyberspace is here, and you don't have privacy, you don't even know it. Yeah, you hear about some hacking that somebody could hack and take your picture while you're working at your computer, that stuff. And I say, oh, you could stick something on that lens and do this and that and that. Excuse me. From 20 years ago up to here, wherever you are, somebody could know exactly where you are. Because of your cell phone. Yes. Yes, you could take out the battery of your cell phone. Do you have time to do that? Then put it back on. There is no privacy because we are moving through we. We are being connected like this. Now we are informed about the other fellow. We could chat without physically even seeing each other. What is all this? These are all the differences. We are getting far from the animal, close to what? Do you remember that? We. Please do not mix it with us. Us is for the animal. We. No exclusion. Do you remember we talked about it at the end of book 3? What did we say about that? About the bad people. The bad people are good. The guy was preaching and praying for the bad people. Someone said, hey, are you crazy? They are bad. He said, yeah. if they were not here, how could I know what is that? Thank them, we learn from them, because this is how it works. There is no good or bad. It's good and bad. Everything is good and bad. It depends. Today, you will hear, he will go to the point that he will say, what do you think about the sword? In Taiwan, for me, sword is a very expensive stuff. So everybody will say, oh, I love it. He'll say, okay, when that sword is in the hand of a bandit, now what? Uh-huh, this is what it is. This is what he's trying here to explain. About that cleverness which is in you, and looking for the clever guys. Appreciate them somehow, because this guy is a very successful fellow. Excuse me, what is that success? Yeah, I just told you I have a friend, he is a very successful fellow. What do you know about him now? The first thing, be honest, the first thing you think is that he has a lot of money. Because now, for us, success means money. Why? Because money is the power. That domination in the animals is still here. So, we have to talk about all of this. Now, who's the guilty one from today? We read it, and he talked about this, and he said, yes, this ruiner is here, here, and don't be like the Iblis, to converse with the God and fight with him and claim that this is it, this is that. Whatever is bad is my fault, because I could take care of it. I know what's in it. So he arrived to 1400. Peter.
How should one who is compelled speak thus? How should one who has lost his way bramble like this? Whatever your fleshly soul desires, you have free will. Whatever your reason desires, you plead necessity.
Ah. What is this? This is the attitude. Instead of accepting the responsibility, no, this is it. Whenever you could do something, you have the choice, you have the power of doing it. Whenever you don't like it, your ego doesn't like it, suddenly you have a lot of problems and you become incapable and all the excuses. I tried, here I succeeded, and here it didn't work. What does that mean? This is the way Satan is analyzing himself. Do you remember? He cheated. How? He was clever. He took the form of the serpent, he arrived, all that game he played. Why? Because he's really clever. And he could. The cleverness of God is in him. That's what it is. Then, when God said, what happened? Who did what? He said, what? He said, Rabbi Bemar, lightning. Oh my God, you cheated me. You tricked me. Excuse me. That moment that you wanted to go and make Eve eat the apple, you were clever, right? But when the guilt comes, suddenly you are cheated because this is the way you made me. And I know that what you don't want doesn't happen. Yes, this is the knowledge, but something is missing here. What?
Responsibility.
Responsibility is the other side of the coin of knowledge, wisdom. There is no wise, irresponsible fellow. You cannot picture it. Try to write it down, you will see it doesn't work. Because if there is the wise guy, you could understand that that guy is responsible. Yes?
He that is blessed and familiar knows that cleverness is of Iblis, while love is of Adam. Cleverness is swimming in the seas. He is not saved. He is drowned at the end of the business. Leave off swimming. Let pride and enmity go. This is not a jaygun or a river. It is an ocean. And moreover, the deep ocean without refuge.
So here is advising you to quit something, because this is not the creek or the river. Before this, we're talking about the creek, river, remember? Book 1, when the guy comes out, goes to Caliph, Caliph will send him through the river, the Jihun, to see what the river is. So it's not the creek. Here, Book 4, we're talking about that sea, that ocean. So now we are talking more precise. The first day, we couldn't say all of this to you. The first day was simple. We explained the outcome of you being in love with your brain. Now we are going in details. So, one of the things that you wish is to be a sailor, right? Sailing is good, to be a sailor. But you are not. You need a captain. You need his help and his ship to go around and become familiar with the ocean. It's a different stuff. So forget about you going and doing this, a little bit of swimming. This is not what we are talking about. Yes?
Moreover, the deep ocean without refuge, it sweeps away the seven seas like straw. Love is as a ship for the elect. Seldom is calamity. For the most part, it is deliverance. Sell intelligence and buy bewilderment. Intelligence is opinion, while bewilderment is vision.
Aha. These two verses are the point that he wanted to make. First of all, love is like a ship, because it will let you to go in the ocean. This is what love really is. But this is not for everyone. Everyone doesn't have the ship. This is why we need a lot of captains, the chosen one, the transformed people. How do they do? Do you remember I told you about the short story, which is almost finished? There's a story of a guy who's sitting down under a tree and doesn't know what to do and is very thirsty. Somebody will pass by and will give a little water to this fellow. He said, "Ah, yes, thank you very much. What did you hear?" He said, "Oh, a little bit down there, if you want, you will find there is a little creek, and I could give you even something to take off the water." The guy will say, "Okay, yeah, later." Then he will come to him, he will run out, there is a creek, and he will come down, then there is the river, and blah, 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 blah. At the end of the trip, which is a long story, he, with a group of people, they arrive at the seaside. They say, "Now what?" "We should wait. Then a captain will come, a ship. We'll take them all. We'll go around. They know about the ocean, and they come back." And the captain will say, "Now go down." "Now what?" "So now what? What do you mean, now what?" "So now what do I do?" "So yes, I enjoyed it, everything was lovely." He said, "What is that stuff you're carrying?" "Ah, this big stuff of water." He said, "Yeah. Go back, there is somebody sitting under a tree which is thirsty and doesn't know where to get the water." That's how it starts. This is how it is. Because we find something and we hand it and it goes like that. Here, he will say, "Listen,